I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boom. And just like that, we're at the fourth and final hour. I can't believe it. I'm just getting started, Greg.
Well, you know, if you want to keep going.
That's right.
Okay.
It is.
I don't want to get Glenn's way.
I got to go home and put blankets on.
Oh, yeah, dig them out.
It is 9:07. Good morning, and welcome to your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. And you never have to miss a minute of the show. You just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and when you, and then you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you, now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. So the biggest story of the day, the government, it's going to open. Yeah, they can't just say open sesame. I guess it doesn't work that way. It's a little more technical. The Senate basically signed off on it. They said, okay. You had some Democrats that came over, including Tim Kaine, said, okay, enough's enough. Let's get this government back open. There was no give-in by the Republicans that I'm aware of. I think it was pretty much a clean CR.
Yeah.
It'll go back to the House, which shouldn't have trouble, and then it'll go to the president's desk. I would imagine they're going to expedite this process, but that's me imagining things how, you know, how they should operate versus how a government operates, but... Uh-huh. Anyway, so I think that's good news for everybody involved.
But again, what this goes through? What you say? January, end of January.
Yeah, part of it, and then part of it goes to September.
So then here we are again. Not trying to be a pessimist. Just the reality is we haven't had a new budget in how long? I mean, seriously,
years.
Unreal.
Yeah,
we're still on these Pelosi spending spree.
Yeah, which it was accelerated due to COVID. Well, we're. We're not suffering from COVID right now. Yeah. And we wonder why, what, $38 trillion in debt? Crazy like that. Hey, you had the Gators losing big over the weekend. That was sad. 38-7, Kentucky just whipped our tails. And we're a much better football team than what you saw on the field. But now that you have the portal, it looks, you know, it just seems like, you know, instead of the players playing 100%, they're like, man, last thing I want to do is get hurt. I'm jumping in that portal and getting the heck out of here. So that's not good. You've got the Eagles and the Packers tonight, Monday Night Football. Both have very strong records. It's going to be a big game, a good game. It's in the frozen tundra. So we'll watch the frozen tundra as our local tundra begins to freeze. Jags lost. Houston came from behind. That sucks. The Bucs lost. Should have won that game against New England. And then Miami, though, was the bright spot. They beat Buffalo, which good thing I didn't put any cash on that one, baby. Yeah, no offense to Miami fans. I love you. I love my brothers and sisters that love the U. But Buffalo, come on. That's a pretty good football team. So anyway, anything can happen. I guess it makes it interesting. All right. I told you about this pipe bomber story that the Blaze has busted loose. Glenn Beck, his investigative reporters, the people that work for him, under the blaze. And I think it's a huge deal. And I'm waiting for mainstream media to kind of catch up. But you know who jumped on it first? Oh, your lefty sites jumped on it. And I'll tell you, there's a common headline, which is interesting. Okay. Any left of center of these like blog sites, websites, whatever you want to call them, the pipe bomber story that doesn't add up.
Oh,
they're
my
all
goodness.
Using that headline.
Oh, my goodness. The memo went out,
yeah.
Didn't it?
Yeah. And so this is the daily cost. I mean, is there anybody that thinks they're not left of center? No, they are. On November 8th, The Blaze published an explosive claim. They had identified the January 6th pipe bomber as Shawnee Ray Kirkhoff, a former Capitol Police officer now working for the CIA. Now, that doesn't raise any flags for their daily costs.
Wow.
Really? None whatsoever. They laid it out there. They're being honest. I like that part of it. But that's not a red flag for them at all. They're like, no, move forward. The story spread like wildfire across right-wing media and social platforms. Really? I didn't see that. But anyway, with breathless declarations that this was proof of a massive government conspiracy. That along with a whole bunch of other factors, yes. There's just one problem. The story doesn't hold up to scrutiny.
Whose scrutiny? Based on
The daily cost.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. So basically what they do is they take the information and they try to poo-poo it. Okay. Now, it says the story doesn't hold up to scrutiny. Instead of saying, hey, is this the deal? You know, instead of being open-minded, they're making the case that it's not her. Now, what are you basing that on? They talked about that software algorithm with a 94-98% match between Kirkhoff's gait and that of the pipe bombing suspect captured on video. Several unnamed intelligence sources allegedly confirmed these findings. But here's what's missing. Any official confirmation whatsoever. You just said that this information was broke on the 8th. That's 2 days ago, yeah. One day being a Sunday. So you're looking for confirmation from the FBI, the Capitol Police, the Department of Justice, all declined to comment on the Blaze's report. Do you know why they refused to comment? Because they had their heads up their backsides. That's why. Mm-hmm. They were caught in many cases unaware. You see, the Blaze had to use these intelligence sources that were unnamed. Do you know why? Because they couldn't openly do their work or investigation for fear that they would tip off the people who are behind it all.
Yep.
This is not just a spy movie. This is real. And hopefully, under the Trump administration, this won't go away like Benghazi did. Because Trump saw where a lot of the skeletons were. He saw where a lot of his enemies were. He found out the hard way on all that. Now I think he's got better people. I think. Okay? So this shouldn't go the way of Benghazi.
No.
This should be busted wide open. But the daily costs, they make their case, well, nobody officially said anything. There's no official confirmation. How many news stories that have broken where they identify what's going on, the perp, the victim, all that, and initially local police are not commenting yet because it's under investigation. Hello?
Or how many stories do they put out there as truth with no confirmation from anybody? It's because they like the story.
Yes. Yeah. And so, yeah, nobody, the DOJ, hasn't identified Kirkhoff as a suspect. Could part of that be maybe for her own protection? That they haven't named her as a suspect? Could it be? Directly contradicting any suggestion that government officials had confirmed the identification. Look, you said earlier in the article, you said, oh, yeah, the right wing thinks it's all part of a large government conspiracy. Well, yes, we do, actually.
Mm-hmm. Have since day one. Yeah.
And if we do believe that, and this information comes forward, since it is a conspiracy involving probably the FBI, some of the highest levels at one point, the CIA, if we know it's a conspiracy with these people working together to do nefarious things to our government, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen? is the government going to address it immediately? The Blaze's story implies that multiple government sources validated their findings, but Martin's denial undercuts the narrative entirely. If the DOJ, the agency responsible for prosecuting January 6 cases, says they haven't identified this person as a suspect, what does that tell us about the strength of the Blaze's evidence? Well, this is coming from people, I guess, that still think that that democracy was just inches away of being destroyed forever. So I think they still believe in that whole narrative that the government put out in the January 6th commission. Oh, gate analysis can be a useful forensic tool, but it's far from foolproof. Yeah. Well, that's not the only piece of evidence they have. No. They kind of actually use that to maybe narrow it down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, how many former Capitol Police that had access to that whole area then all of a sudden joined the CIA after that?
Huh. That's something to think about.
Well, what are the odds of that?
Yeah, that's a nice promotion.
Yeah. What are the odds of that?
Yeah.
That doesn't compute in the minds of the Daily Kos people.
Uh-huh.
9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Monday, but we're going to make it great. And we've got a ton of stuff coming your way. Maybe a guest. Hang on. 97.3 The Sky.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a Monday, but we're going to make it a great one. 9:21 right now. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yep, it is Monday, but it's the Monday where we get to say, hey, the government is going to open up very soon. They keep saying after 40 days, 40 days. Well, we're on day 41. Nothing's changed yet. Other than the Democrats have agreed and voted in the Senate But apparently there's still a few more I's to dot and T's to cross. Mm-hmm. He's got to go back through the House, and then the president will sign it. So that's the deal. They're saying by the end of the week, quote unquote, end of week is what I'm hearing from my sources. So there you go.
We shall see.
And there is a big event coming up. Marion County Republican Executive Committee. It's the third annual Sequins and Saddles. And it's coming Saturday, November 15th, Circle Square Cultural Center. That's at on top of the world. And they're going to have keynote speakers, U.S. Congressman Byron Donalds, Florida House Speaker Paul Renner, Florida Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo, Pastor Lorenzo Sewell, and U.S. Congresswoman Kat Kamick. That is quite a group.
That's an amazing lineup.
Now, here's the important information. No walk-up tickets or walk-in tickets will be sold.
Right.
In fact, the event is Saturday, November 15th. They're going to stop selling tickets at the end of November 12th. So what is that? Wednesday. So don't wait. Mm-hmm. You can visit MarionCountyREC.com to grab your tickets. And sure, that'll be a good event. Fun event. Yep. And remember, you've got two folks running for governor going at it, Byron Donalds, Paul Renner. And from what I've learned, I like them both.
It's a tough call. And depending who you talk to, you know?
Well, yeah.
Different opinions, that's always the case. So
I mean, there's, you know, deep insiders who know more are sometimes helpful. Insiders who know more and have friendships and stuff.
Yes.
You know, it's always, that's always a mixed bag. I mean, there's people that you trust and they say, oh, no, this guy's the guy or whatever.
Right.
But you have to trust and verify and do your homework.
We all have our filters. And so we're all going to see people through our own view. So, you know, that's what happens.
I just think, and I'm sorry if I sound like a broken record, I just think this Blaze Media story, the person who placed bombs, they were inoperable, by the way. Okay?
So that should be a big attention getter for you anyway. What was the purpose?
To find pipe bombs. They didn't actually want to blow anything up.
So nobody would get hurt.
Right.
But you're stirring the pot.
Exactly.
So
look how crazy these people are adding to all of that.
Yeah.
And the fact that all these lefty media folks are coming out very, very strongly. What's the old line? Thou dost protest too much? Yeah. Like trying to tear apart the story. It's like, well, now, wait a minute, man. The story is so fresh and new. There's people high up in government who still have to play catch up on this. So you're asking them to say, is this a person of suspicion? Is this this? Is that? They're not going to address that immediately. Yeah. You think they're going to have a meeting or two? You think the powers that be are going to kind of get together? Hey, how are we going to handle this?
Yeah, they should chat. Yeah.
And I'm sure that they're happy in some ways. The good guys are happy because the Blaze did a lot of work for the FBI, frankly. So they're probably happy. Some of them are very unhappy because maybe they're part of the, I'll call that group, the bad group.
Yeah.
Okay. So they have to, they're going to hold meetings. They've got to get together. They've got to say, okay, this is how we're going to address this. This is how we're going to tackle this. This is, you know, how we're going to indict or whatever. And maybe try to build up a stronger case because what I think the Blaze has some substantial stuff there. Is that enough, just what they have, to convict somebody in a court of law? I don't think so. But here you have, if this person has been identified, now you have a focus point. So you focus and, you know, go through their life with a fine-tooth comb. Go through it with a fine-tooth comb. And the fact that you do this deal, theoretically, allegedly, placing these bombs in different areas, and you know January 6th is going to bust loose the next day because you're part of that inside circle, and then you end up getting a job with the CIA. No, you know, it could have been any other group, or she went into local law enforcement, or she wanted to run for sheriff, or she wanted to do this.
Mm-mm.
She went from Capitol Police to the CIA.
That's a lot of non-coincidences.
Well, yeah, and yeah. And I don't know. I would be interested to know how often that does occur. The CIA likes to get the young ones out of college.
Train them how they want them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have plenty of positions to fill, and sometimes somebody with an expertise in other areas.
Yeah.
You know, they're not all going to be analysts. They're not all going to be field agents. They're, you know what I mean?
Right.
But the fact that she got a gig with them right after this, come on, man.
Yeah.
Wow. And the FBI doctored the video that they put out. They said, oh, there's a $500,000 reward. Now look at this crappy video, and good luck. Suckers.
Oh, man.
They're talking to us.
Yeah.
9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hey, we're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about that. 97.3 The Sky.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, howdy there. How we doing? It's Monday. We're getting through, right? All right. Yeah, it's going to be cold tonight. Take all the precautions. 9:36 right now on the Bob Rose Show. And something happened really tragic 50 years ago. And as soon as you identify this song, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. This is Gordon Lightfoot. It was the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald 50 years ago today, a tragedy on Lake Superior that took the lives of 29 men. In the days that followed that calamity, songwriter Gordon Lightfoot read about it in Newsweek and then put it to words and wrote that song. And it is eerie, that song is, and it still, I think, affects many today, including yours truly, even though it was 50 years ago and I was just a kid. But being in the Detroit area, you know, around the Great Lakes, I think that it was maybe a slightly greater sensitivity than in other parts. But and really, just kind of a crazy thing that a ship that size could actually, you know, be busted apart or go down in the Great Lakes. But Lake Superior is a big lake, and it is a very, very deep lake. And so 26,000 tons of iron ore was on board.
That's a long boat. I mean, the Gateway Arch is 630 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
This ship was 730 feet long. That's a big boat.
Yeah. That's and anyway, this marks the 50th anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And it just, you think to yourself, you go, well, it's 50 years ago. I shouldn't remember that.
Some folks won't. But that's okay.
No, but we'll remind people.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got that going on. Also, we've got, there's a lot of stuff around veterans that's going to be going on up pretty much in everybody's area.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just too much volume to bring it all together. Something to look forward to. There's Ocala Blue Star Mothers are presenting the second annual Veterans Day car show at Ocala Marion County Veterans Memorial Park. Now, that is on the 16th. All right. So Saturday the 16th, all the proceeds will support Friends of Marion and all the veterans and what they do. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So we got that going on. We got Things That Make You Smile. That's coming up in just a few minutes. Start thinking about that. And the government is going to open.
Woo!
And everybody's excited. Well, maybe. Well,
they haven't reached up and pulled the little chain on the fluorescent open light yet.
Oh.
So.
I was thinking the
light,
chain on an old-fashioned toilet flush.
Well, we wish we could flush some of D.C., but yeah.
U.S. senators reached a bipartisan deal Sunday, resumed federal funding, and to shut down the deal between the Dems and Republicans. It's the first step in halting the shutdown. And outlets like CNN and Fox reported lawmakers had reached stopgap agreement to fund the government through January after wrangling over health care subsidies, food benefits, and President Donald Trump's firing of federal employees. So as news of the breakthrough emerged, Trump came out, talked to reporters, and said, it looks like we're getting very, very close to the shutdown ending. And the Republican-led Senate swiftly held a procedural vote aimed at moving the legislative measure forward. The vote appeared to have support, enough Democrats to advance. Now it needs to go back to the House, pass there, and then head to Trump's desk for his signature. They're saying a process that could take days. Well, it could, but it shouldn't.
No. But, they're not going to get in a hurry.
The only people that are scrambling right now are people that are federal workers that are out of town.
Better get back. Got to get to work.
I mean, some people try to make the best of it if they can, if they're going to be out of work. Yeah. President Trump with the greatest flyover ever.
Who said?
Trump.
Oh, okay.
That was the
that was easy enough.
That was a Lions game. Lions and the Commanders, formerly known as the Redskins. I'll never get used to that. I'm sorry.
No.
I'll try, but I never will.
No, it's still wrong.
But Air Force One zooming down,
man.
Just about hitting the lights, But anyway, they do well. I think if you're a pilot at Air Force One, you're probably a pretty good pilot.
You probably have to be pretty top notch.
I would think so. In fact, Trump went on to praise the pilots. He said, being the best pilots in the world, whoever flies Air Force One is the best pilot. Air Force One was reported to have flown low over the stadium as thousands cheered in the stands below. His present at Sunday's game between the Commanders and the Lions comes after Washington Commanders President Mark Klaus issued a statement saying he was honored to welcome Trump to the game, which will honor U.S. military veterans. Yep, and celebrate those who served our country, said the entire Commanders organization, proud to participate in the NFL's league-wide salute to service initiatives, recognizing the dedication and sacrifice of our nation's veterans, active duty service members, and their families. And, and President Trump did point out that they were doing very, very well in terms of recruiting. Very, very well. He says, compared to a year ago. It's big difference. And that's about as it really didn't. He was really good, and they were good about not really getting into the political side of it at all, you know. And he did a good job. He praised Joe Namath and some other great quarterbacks. I mean, how couldn't you, right? But he didn't even, you know. I guess he probably had word of it that hey, we're getting close to a deal, because that was happening in the news. Let's see. Probably pretty close as far as time frame goes. Yep. And he was sitting there doing like a little play-by-play kind of. Yeah. With the guys and talked about sports. And, you know, he played football when he was a kid. And I don't know if everybody knows, you know, that he was involved in a lot of sports. And he still loves sports today. And he says, you know, we know that you love sports. Baseball games, NASCAR races, you know, what is it about sports that you really love? And he said, I just love it. It's a microcosm of life. It's sort of like life, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And he said, you can't equate sports with life. You have the triumphs, and you have the problems, and you've got to get through the problems to hit the triumphs, and you can never quit. You can never give up. And, yeah, he was kind of calling a couple of plays. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. It was upbeat. And the way he carried himself, I mean, I couldn't help but think how just Joe Biden, I don't know if they could even get him into the booth.
Yeah.
And prop him up and...
Get him to put words in a row?
Yeah.
I mean, it, what a contrast.
It really is. And, there's a sadness to it.
Yeah, it is.
Especially when you realize there are a bunch of people around him propping him up. My goodness. I mean, how...
Well, literally and figuratively.
How they can't be completely...
No.
It's just shameful. No. Completely shameful. All right. But big success for them. Now, it didn't bring any luck to the Washington football team. In fact, the Lions whooped on them bad, 44-22. You know what I noticed about the Lions and the way they played? Because they lost previous week to Minnesota. And they never had an attitude of letting their foot off the gas. Going for it on fourth down, throwing the ball at third and one. Mm-hmm. Third and one. And it's so interesting because third and one, it's like 99% of coaches will call for some kind of run. You know? And you know why you don't do that? Because 99% know it's coming. Dummies.
Huh.
So anyway.
Huh. Familiar calls over and over
throw
again.
Throw it on third and one. You know why? Because they don't expect you to throw the ball. Run's more of a sure thing, theoretically, right? You have to go back. You have to have pass protection. You have to complete the pass. Guy's got to hang on to it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the Lions, what I noticed about them is they never let up. And that's different than how the Buccaneers played and how the Jags played. I used to, you know, when I used to watch, you know, the Bucs back in the day, I used to call it their prevent offense. If they get a lead in a football game, and they would a lot because they had a great defense. And I would call it, their prevent offense. Okay. What do you mean prevent? Yeah, they'll utilize an offense that will produce 0 points guaranteed.
Right.
Three and out. Punt, punt, punt. And a lot of times they'd end up losing the game because the other team – they have nothing to lose, so they're willing to take chances. And that's how the game goes. Now, if I just, you know, had a few friends and played baseball and could work something out.
Yeah.
Hey, can you make your first pitch a ball?
Just a little information. You know, it's not going to change the game.
This is a true recent story.
Yeah, it is.
And so, you know, the pitcher and his friend bet on that. Pitcher's in control, right? He throws low and outside. I mean, it's a ball. But the batter swung at it anyway.
Yeah.
They lost the bet.
He wasn't in on it.
And this is all now documented. And I think this whole gambling thing, unfortunately, is going to expand. But we'll follow that. In the meantime, though, are you ready for things that make you smile? Positive, upbeat thoughts. Call now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now. Another day in paradise, although it will be a cold paradise coming up. Chilly today and very, very cold overnight. Good morning and welcome. It's 9:52. It is time for things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. Come on, you can do it. So call in now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile, brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. All right, I'm going to kick it off. Makes me smile that we had a very good turnout for the 2025 Bikers on Parade charity ride that benefited American Hometown Veteran Assist, which helps veterans in our community. And like I said, it was awesome. The AmVets Post 88 in Archer, great people. We had a good time at the Suwanee County Fairgrounds. Gainesville Harley had riders there, and their Tallahassee store brought riders down and met us at Suwanee. So a good time was had by everybody, but most importantly, a great charity got some help and relief, which will benefit our veterans, which, of course, coincides with what tomorrow is, being Veterans Day. Greg.
Well, I was at the amazing event, again, as they always are, for Ronald McDonald House. And we were out there at Santa Fe River Ranch, raised a lot of funds and supported some more of those rooms that get sponsors for the families that are, you know, in need when their child is in, you know, critical care sometimes.
How far did it go beyond bourbon?
I don't know, but that was the name of it.
If that's where you're starting, where
yeah,
are you going?
I'm not above and beyond. I don't know, but it was a fantastic event. A lot of great folks there, and of course, it's all for a great cause.
I heard the food was pretty good, too.
Well, when Nimbers does the food, I might have gone by that table that had the pig on it.
No!
I might have gone by the table that had the jambalaya.
You just went by. You just did a drive-by.
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
Might have stopped by and had some of the filet that was diced so nice and tender. It could have happened. Just saying.
All right.
But it was all for the kids and the families.
All right. Yeah. Well, let me grab. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Hey, this is Gunny. Being a Marine makes me smile. Happy birthday, brothers and sister Marines.
Yeah,
you
look great for 250. You look great,
amazingly.
Gunny.
Amazingly.
You for your service.
Yeah.
It is 9:54 on the Bob Rose Show, and coming up next, the Smoking Gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Lions receiver Amon Ross St. Brown and his teammates, they performed the Trump dance during the first quarter of Sunday's game after St. Brown caught a pass on 3rd-and-7 from the 10-yard line and then scored. And the Lions were off to a 14-3 lead, and they both did a Trump dance, and they saluted the president, pointed up to the box, and it was a great moment. And then they turned around and went on to smoke the Commanders 44-22 last night. And that is your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Don't forget to thank a veteran. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, and we'll be all over it right here on 97.3 The Sky. See ya!
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.